The family of the first person to die of Ebola in the U.S. has reached a deal with Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. In September, the hospital's emergency room misdiagnosed Thomas Eric Duncan with sinusitis and told him to go home. He'd been a resident of Liberia visiting his family in the U.S., and when he returned to the hospital much sicker a few days later, doctors realized he had Ebola, but by then it was too late. Today in Dallas, Duncan's nephew, Josephus Weeks, spoke about the agreement.
I believe this facility is an outstanding facility, and we as humans, we are not perfect. We make errors. But it's how you recover from your errors that make you who you are. Texas Health Presbyterian, I took the initiative to go ahead and make this situation a better situation so that we can all move forward and help those that are left, you know, alive. We made a mistake and we lost one, but we can save 1,000. That's my goal. I can never replace Thomas Eric Duncan, but what I can do is to make sure that everything that happens from here makes it better for everybody else.
The terms of the deal are still secret, but the family's lawyer says it's enough money to care for Duncan's four children. They're between 12 and 22. Some live in the U.S., others in West Africa. The hospital has also agreed to start a charitable trust for victims of Ebola in West Africa, and the family's hoping for a book or movie deal to document the events that led to Duncan's death.